as local and national artists and visitors prepare for the 2024 Omaha Summer Arts Festival this weekend, nostalgia and celebration fill the air. This weekend marks the end of the festival's remarkable 50-year run. Maggie Winton, the festival's marketing coordinator, explains that the board of directors struggled with the decision to end this event.
The board of directors really took a long time to look at all the different options and to consider what was best for the festival. They did a really good job, you know, thinking through different scenarios, and ultimately they voted to end the festival. And there were many different reasons, you know, as everyone knows, cost increases across the board have really risen since COVID especially. And so events like the festival have really grown exponentially in terms of how much they cost to put on.
In recent years, the festival moved to Exarban Village, offering a fresh setting. This vibrant location helped the festival thrive, providing more space for art, food vendors, and performances. However, it wasn't enough to offset the rising cost.
It costs almost $500,000 to produce the festival, and those prices were expected to continue to increase. And fundraising has also really become kind of a challenge, as a lot of people know too, especially for profits, for arts organizations, and looking at future finances. It was kind of a risk of continuing the festival but having to cut programming versus just ending on the 50th. 50 is a great milestone to hit. It's a nice round number. It's a big celebration.
Since 1975, Victor Gutman, the festival's executive director and key founder, has supported the event, which began in the old market area with just a handful of local artists. The community's response fueled the festival's growth, attracting regional and national talents and establishing Omaha as a summer hub of creativity.
Vic Gutman, he was in town working for Boys Town as a Vista volunteer, and he really thought that Omaha could use an arts festival to not only bring people to the Old Market area and help stimulate business downtown, but also just to create a love of art and give people access to more art and artistic endeavors in town. So he started the festival down in the Old Market, and then from there it's transformed into what it is today. You know, 50 years later, we've moved locations 5 different times, we've added programming. Every summer there's 130 artists on site, plus food, plus music. So it's really evolved in the 5 decades it's been around.
As the festival draws to a close, the final weekend showcases national and many local artists.
Individual artist booths, we have about 130, and these are artists from all over the country and people who are local too. We have, I believe this year's numbers are 22 artists from Nebraska and Iowa. We have people as far from California, Washington State, Texas, New York, all of, you know, all over the country. And each of these artists bring all of their work. We showcase 14 different types of artwork, so ceramics, wood art, leather art, painting, photography. Everyone has a variety of price points, so you can find something for $10, you can find something for $1,000. There's something for everyone to purchase.
Although the festival is ending, its impact on Omaha's community and arts will last. Victor Gutman and everyone involved see the festival's 50-year legacy as a testament to the power of art to bring people together and make a lasting difference. More information at summerarts.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.